This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadway San Jose presents three more hit shows this season with family favorite Annie, Lincoln Center's My Fair Lady, and direct from New York, Pretty Woman. Tickets are now on sale for $99 when you purchase a Black Friday package. Visit BroadwaySanJose.com or call 866-395-2929 to purchase this limited time offer. That's BroadwaySanJose.com or call 866-395-2929. Offer ends Cyber Monday, November 28th.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law. Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
Welcome in a special edition of Curd and Long. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, 12:50 a.m. The Fan. That is not Ryan Horvath, who you see right there. Ryan is sick. Like, my kid is sick. His kid got sick, and now everybody is sick. So pinch hitting for him on a special edition of Curd and Long. He is the guy. Ken Barkley at Lockie Lockerson on Twitter. Of course, you catch him on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. And you can, of course, catch that podcast. All your favorite podcasts are downloaded. Follow them live on Twitter as well with him and Nick Hostos. They do a great job. Now, normally, Ken and I are on the phone doing interviews on 1250 AM The Fan. This is a very special face-to-face meeting via video. First time ever, so this is fun. And right off the bat, I was wrong last week, Ken, when we talked about the Packers and Cowboys. I questioned the line. I thought it was too small. I thought the Cowboys were going to kill the Packers. And you and I went back and forth on it. So I'm wrong. You were right. But did you see it going that way?
I would never say you were wrong and I was right. I wouldn't rub it in like that, even if you want to say that. I think that the really interesting, I didn't think it would go like, I mean, down two touchdowns and they come back to win. I didn't think it would go like that. Christian Watson looking like Randy Moss, basically. Didn't think it would look like that. But I think what it raises is this really interesting issue for the rest of the season with both the Packers and the Buccaneers, which is, for like six straight weeks, bettors were betting on both these teams, like expecting them to turn, like that there was a pivot point that was coming, and it just never happened. And then the next week, everybody bet on them, and it didn't happen. And the next week, everybody bet on them, and it didn't happen. And the Packers lost all those games in a row, and Tampa didn't look very good. Tampa lost to Carolina by 18. Like, it was just, what is happening with these two teams? So the really interesting decision, it kind of starts this week. It kind of started last week. I loved Tampa in the Munich game last week, bet them a lot, and they covered. The question for both these teams is, like, is this the pivot for both? Like, is the next 8 weeks going to look more like what we thought the regular season was going to look like before the year started, which is that the Packers would be this really compelling team, maybe contend for a Super Bowl? For Tampa, that they were the second favorite to win the Super Bowl before the year. Are we going to start getting closer to that? Or are we going to revert back to, actually, these were just like random games and the teams are actually not very good? And that, that's sort of, it's both these teams, and the Packers are one of them, and the team they played a couple of years ago in the NFC Championship game is the other. Like, is this the pivot for both? You know, nobody knows the answer. Obviously, we have to wait and find out. But I think all of us probably have our our inclinations, our guesses about what that is.
You know, the funny thing is you mentioned it last week that maybe that Lions game was rock bottom from the gambling world, that people were adjusting more to now what the Packers truly were. And the Lions were going to be maybe a little bit closer to what the Packers were, but maybe this throws a wrench into it because now you get the Titans coming up on Thursday Night Football. And by the way, I'll be hosting the BetQL chat on Thursday night in the BetQL app. Download it today, and you and I will talk throughout the game, whoever it may be. And now you see a team with Derrick Henry that's going to run the ball. They're going to get pressure on the quarterback. The Packers offensive line looked better last week for sure, but that's been a problem throughout the year, keeping people off of Aaron Rodgers. So looking ahead to this game now against the Titans, for me, it's if Christian Watson gets hurt, they're screwed. And if Christian Watson stays healthy, then you'll see what that offense is. And Christian Watson has really failed to stay healthy a majority of the year. So to me, it makes it a hard bet going forward with the Packers because it's all kind of based on his health as far as how good this offense will look.
Sure. I mean, I think you're right about how important Christian Watson is. There's no question about that. You're right that he's been injury prone. Now is a half a season enough to kind of get put the label on a player like that? Maybe it is. I mean, you know, we've seen players come into the league, get hurt right away. DeAndre Swift comes to mind as like this really talented player. Every year he's just hurt. He misses a ton of games. And then the next year it's the exact same thing over and over again. Is that going to be what Christian Watson's thing is for the rest of his career? We'll kind of have to see. That would make your sort of handicap there, if you want to look at it that way. I think that would make me like the under more than anything, is just like that Green Bay's offense is almost hanging by a thread here, basically, in this game. Injuries are going to play a huge role in this game, not just for the Packers, obviously. How many players on defense will the Titans have in this game? That was something that came up in their last game against Denver on Sunday. Four defensive starters out: Jeffrey Simmons, Bud Dupree. None of these guys played. It's like the most impactful list of players. Now, Simmons is telling you he's going to play. We're recording this live, obviously, on Wednesday. The game is tomorrow night. We don't totally know yet who's available. It's a short week, obviously. So I'm sort of reticent to say like Tennessee will be back to full strength. And honestly, like I bet the Packers the second that this number opened. So it opened Packers -2. And I texted Nick, who co-hosts the show with me. We always will bet a lot of NFL games on Sunday night and Monday before kind of like the limits go up a ton and everyone registers their opinion. We'll try to beat everybody, basically. And you don't get a lot of money down, but I think it's worth it a lot because sometimes you get numbers like Packers -2, really. And this number always, to me, has to be at least a field goal or slightly over a field goal. And the funny thing is, we talked about the Packers rating last week, right? And I was like, this is rock bottom for them. Yes. This is the market adjusting. Okay, Tennessee is another one of those really interesting teams. Tennessee and the Giants are sort of the same, where they're both not very good. And I know like the Bill Parcells, you are what your record says. I don't think either team is particularly good. I think most people think neither team is particularly good, but they just win a ton. They just win all the time and their statistics are miserable and they don't have a lot of good players. And this is true for both those teams and they just win all the time. And what are we supposed to do with teams like that? And the betting market frequently hates those teams because they stink, because they're not really good, because they don't have a lot of talented players. So I don't know if the Packers are going to win. I don't know if they're going to, you know, steamroll them or whatever, but I bet less than 3 because I knew that the number, like, and it's probably going to keep going up. Honestly, like it's 3 right now. I think it's probably going to go to 3.5 realistically, maybe if the Titans get a bad injury report. And it's just trying to beat the market to this, I think, movement that is maybe the Packers are like back a little bit. And the Titans, you just look at who they've beaten so far this year, Sparky. I mean, it's Washington and it's Vegas and it's the Colts twice.
Like they got to play their schedule. That's not their fault, right?
Yeah. But I also think, so there's sort of a flip side to that too, which is they are beating all of the teams that are in front of them. And that is like an admirable accomplishment. And at the same time, it also maybe doesn't tell us a lot about what's actually happening. So I'll give you an example from this past weekend. The Steelers, when you look now back at their schedule, they had their bye 2 weeks ago. Going into their bye, I think every team they played against might end up making the postseason this year. Oof. Maybe with one exception. Cleveland, they play. And Cleveland will make the postseason. But every other team the Steelers have played, you just go, oh man, like the Steelers ended up with the crate. Like, how did we not see this? This is crazy just because of Jets ended up being really good. Patriots ended up being pretty, all these teams. It's like, oh man. So you looked at the Steelers last week, they were a pick at home against New Orleans. And you go like, well, maybe we just didn't learn a lot about the Steelers because they were just getting dump trucked every week by like a playoff team. Right. So I think we could argue that with the Titans, where it's just this big step up in class. Yeah, you play the Chiefs, but you play the Chiefs 9 times and you're the team that always figures them out. I just think this game's a little different than some of the other Titans games maybe that we've seen.
So this is my thought on it. I'm talking with Ken Barkley. Follow him on Twitter @LockyLockerson. You bet him in Nicasso. It's very entertaining show. You'll love it. Download it wherever you get your podcasts, of course, presented by BetMGM. The run game. I think Mike McCarthy abandoned that run game last week, should have ran the ball way more than he did against the Packers, got away from it, let his quarterback try and win the game.
Who was
his quarterback
terrible.
Proved he can't Dak win that game, Dak Prescott. Yeah. I don't think Mike Vrabel is going to be that dumb. I really don't. I think Mike Vrabel is going to pound the rock and limit his quarterback to making throws. And if the Packers can't stop the ground game, why go away from it? And that goes back to what you said earlier about the under, because if the Titans do control the game on the ground and run the ball a lot, and the Packers are going to try to do the same thing would be my guess, then yeah, that would lead everybody to the under. But that's why I would be a little bit concerned about the Packers side of this, just because, you know, their inability to stop the run has been a problem all year.
So I agree with you. And I think we all watched Derrick Henry run on the Texans, right? Yeah. And then we would look at some other games and go, oh man, like if you're a fan of a team, like I hope he doesn't do that to my team. Basically, right. Like that's really embarrassing when you're gearing up to stop this guy and he just runs for 500 yards anyway. The thing that kind of goes under the radar is like, yes, Derrick Henry is exceptional against the Texans. He is the best against the Texans. But in a lot of these other games, not so much. And like Denver has a really good defense. Denver was able to stop him completely last week. The Titans in general, yards per play. So this isn't a running based statistic. It's just offense.
Sure.
They're still 27th this year. They're almost the worst in the league at moving the ball. So like the reputation of Henry as this game breaker is valid. Like we've seen him do it a bunch of times.
Sure.
But it's just not reflected in how the Titans play games. They play super low scoring, conservative games. And when their defense is healthy, that works. Right? Vrabel's really conservative. He punts at midfield. Let's pin them deep. We'll win 17-14. We'll win 20-17. All their scores basically reflect the strategy. Okay, well, now the defense is a little more injured. And like now you're playing a team that's a little step up in class from who you played recently. To me, that's kind of like, it feels a little bit more like a Packers win, more likely more often, I should say, than the betting market expects.
So right now you're on the Packers and the under. That's where we're sitting right now on Wednesday as we're doing this.
I am. Yeah. Well, I have Packers less than the field goal. 3, I would still bet. 3.5, I would not bet. That's my number in the game is more like 3.5. So that to me, that's like fair and would just be kind of a coin flip. And then the total, I do not have a bet on the total, but just knowing that it's a short week and has anybody watched the Titans so far this year? It's eyes bleed, low scoring games. And I think honestly, like you put these teams in a one possession game, normally in a one possession game, you'd pick Vrabel and Tannehill, honestly, over a lot of tandems because they've been really good in one score games, just like you'd pick the Giants in one score games and the Vikings in one score. This is how these teams have built these records. And this is a game where it's like, nah, I'll take Rodgers with 2 minutes left over these guys. Like I'll take that. And there aren't a lot of teams where you would say that because the Titans have a better mixture than most teams. Just not the Packers.
No doubt. Ken Barkley, make sure to go download his podcast. Watch him on Twitter as well. They did put up a bunch of clips of him and Nick Haas. So it's just a great podcast. You Better, You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Follow him on Twitter. Highly entertaining. And the other reason to watch the videos are to see what hat he wears every day, because he's always got something different at Lockie Lockerson. What does that hat say today? What does it say?
I paused my game to be here.
This nice of you.
So it's a video. It's a little esports reference for the folks out there.
Nikola
Jokic has this hat too. Jokic was wearing this the other day. And Jokic were the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, there's so much NBA to talk about too, but that's okay. Another time.
Next time, Sparky.
Next time. Yeah. Kev Barkley, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
Sounds good, Sparky. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.